The Bedouin Arabs who stayed behind will soon say to you, "Our goods and families kept us occupied, so please ask forgiveness for us." They say with their tongues what is not in their hearts. Say, "Who has the power to intervene on your behalf with Allah if He intends to harm you or if He intends to benefit you? Allah is well aware of what you do." Rather, you thought that the Rasul and the believers would never return to their families. This fancy seemed pleasing to your hearts. You conceived evil thoughts and thus became a people who incurred damnation. He who does evil does not believe in Allah and His Rasul. We have prepared a blazing fire for such unbelievers. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He forgives whom He pleases and He punishes whom He wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-forgiving and most merciful. When you set forth to take the spoils of war, those who stayed behind will say, "Let us come with you." They wish to change Allah's decree. Tell them plainly, "You shall not come with us. Allah has already said this before." Then they will say, "Nay, but you are jealous of us." Whereas there is no question of jealousy, but little do they understand such things. Tell the Bedouin Arabs who stayed behind, "You shall soon be called upon to fight against a mighty people. Then either you will fight them, or they shall surrender. Then if you obey, Allah will grant you a good reward, but if you turn away as you have done before, He will inflict on you a painful penalty. There is no blame on the blind, the lame, and the sick if they stay behind. He that obeys Allah and His Rasul shall be admitted to gardens beneath which rivers flow, and he that turns away shall be punished with a painful punishment."